This clip is an extract from an oral history recording made in October 2020 with Ian Clark, John Watt, Chas Ball and Tor Justad, discussing the neutralising of the HIDB Community Co-op Scheme. After the HIDB withdrew direct funding in 1983, Ace High, initially funded by the HIDB, supported the development of community enterprise in the Highlands and Islands. This good-humoured exchange reflects the differing views on why the HIDB decided to withdraw funding. The final comments reflect the complexity of the HIDB as an organisation, with different teams advocating for different visions of economic development. The event in Westminster, referred to in this discussion, was the election of Margaret Thatcher in 1979. You hear first from Ian Clark. Ian worked as a youth community development worker in London before moving to the Highlands in 1981, establishing the Fyrish Trust in 1982. Ian became the first development worker employed by Ace High in 1985. The other voices you'll hear in this clip are John Watt and Chas Ball. John was an HIDB Community Co-op field officer for Highland Mainland and Argyll in the late 1970s, continuing to work at the HIDB through the transition to HIE in 1991. He held various posts, including Senior Economist, Head of the Community Land Unit, and finally as Director of Strengthening Communities. Chas had a background in social development and was employed as a Community Co-op Field Officer in 1979, firstly covering the Highland Mainland and the Northern Isles, and dedicated to the Northern Isles from 1981. He left the HIDB in 1983 to take up a post with Leeds City Council as Cooperative Development Officer, supporting cooperatives and community enterprises in the local authority area. Thanks for listening. Hope you enjoy the clip.
We had a small office above the employment office, the employment agency. And then we moved from there through to Invergordon when we expanded and took on area officers to work for Ace High. So we had one again in Shetland, one in Orkney, and over in the Western Isles as well as on the mainland and down in Argyll. So again, I would need my booklet here to remind me how many we actually had in the end. But, you know, it was clear that we needed people actually out in the different areas and regions to be able to provide support for, in some cases, four or five or six community cooperatives that were actually running in that area. So it was pretty well a full-time job for the area officers, and our job was to...
So in a sense, Julie and I, you and I had this conversation last week, that this concept within HIDB of promote and float, work up an idea, get people involved, and then float it off to an arm's length organization, which paralleled what we did in the Gaelic sector with Common to Gaelic and in the arts sector with High Arts. And in some ways, the Ace High sort of replaced the community co-op field officers with their own staff, doing very similar types of work, but working for an arm's length agency rather than directly for the government agency. And that was a kind of conscious policy, if you like. It had challenges, as we'll probably find out later on, but that was the concept. In that respect, in some ways, we actually reversed the loss of direct contact, if you like, with these, and replaced it with specialist support delivered in a different way.
Yeah, but John, that doesn't figure in the way the history has been written. There is merit and there is logic in what you say. But for an organisation that got an enormous amount of good publicity about community co-ops, mm-hmm. up to the point that it was decided to severely limit the whole idea of community development, community economic development, that you have to question what motivated McCaskill and the various other senior managers and the board members to make such a move without a really effective solution. People have speculated that it was something to do with the nature of their relationship with Westminster government, you know, with about that co-ops weren't the flavour of the month, you know. We don't know what motivated them to change it, but underlying it was clearly the idea that there were too many people on short-term contracts, and therefore the headcount, you know, the civil servants who were looking at this didn't like the headcount. I do think it's interesting. I do think what you say is logical, but it wasn't necessarily an explicit strategy.
You're saying I'm indulging in post-facto rationalisation here.
A little, just a little.
That might be the case, but I think Roy and I in the centre, and Bob Story as well, of course, we basically felt that this was important enough to try and find an alternative way. And whether it was a strategy or whether it was a let's see how we could do this. We sort of got there eventually.
You got there, yeah, absolutely.